We are continuing our countdown to camp here at Broncos TV. Today, looking at inside linebacker. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. And guys, as I just mentioned, who's going to play next to Brandon Marshall is a huge question, a big storyline coming into camp. And Mace, we'll start with you. I know you've been doing a lot of takeaways from OTAs and minicamp. What have you seen so far as maybe some of the guys who could be in the mix?
Well, Todd Davis is the guy that you start with. He's worked in that spot that would be next to Brandon Marshall. Of course, Marshall sat out OTAs as he recovered from a dislocated finger, but he's kind of moved ahead of Corey Nelson and Zaire Anderson, but there's still time for it to adjust. We're going to have some preseason games. Davis has the most starting experience. He has the most snaps, and I think the coaches and personnel staff look at him as someone who can take that next step and also was a very vocal leader out there on the field during OTA. So right now he's got the inside track.
Yeah, I definitely think that it has to be Todd Davis. Just talking with him, he knows that this is a huge opportunity for him. Of course, the Broncos re-signed Brandon or give an extension to Brandon Marshall, so they like what they got on that side. Now it's the other side that's the question mark. I think it's Todd Davis's spot to lose.
No, what about guys like Zaire Anderson? What about guys like Corey Nelson? Two guys who have been mentioned by defensive coordinator William Phillips is taking big strides this offseason. What do you think about their chances, maybe as a possible backup role? Because you think about the depth of this defense, and that was really a strength going into last year's playoffs.
I think both of them are going to be on the 53-man roster when all is said and done. And because of the linebacker's extensive role on special teams, both of them are going to get jerseys on game days. It's just a question of how much time they see on defense. I think Corey Nelson is a little bit better in coverage than against the run. Zaire Anderson, I'll tell you this, when I watched him in OTAs, just the instincts are tremendous with him. Always seems to know what gap to shoot, always seems to know how to be around the football. I think when we get into the preseason games and it's full speed and guys are really hitting each other, that Zaire Anderson's really going to stand out.
Yeah, he's a bit of an unknown for fans, Zaire Anderson, not sure what to expect coming out of Nebraska, but so that means that training camp will be so key for him to really make an impression upon the coaches.
Depth also going to be key as we head into training camp. It'll be just here in a couple weeks.
A few weeks.
Well, that'll do it for us for right now on Countdown to Camp. I'm Matt Boyer, Phil Milani, Andrew Mason, and this has been another episode of Broncos TV.